Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on Tuesday, May 7th. Hope this finds you well. Thanks to Quantum Hypno, as always, for sponsoring me. Thank you to the kind people who buy me coffees on this platform. Really appreciate this one. And I've got a corker of a story for you. So sit back as we discuss a new all-in-one vaccine, which may prove effective against all coronaviruses. Yes, it's the mother of all vaccines. And this research was published in Nature Nanotechnology. So, oh yeah, it's the old nanoparticles. It's based on a new approach to vaccine development called proactive vaccinology, where scientists build a vaccine before the disease causing the pathogen even emerges, which has shown promising results in mice. I shouldn't laugh, but you know, but this is in London too, by the way. Oh yeah. A team of scientists from the world's leading universities have developed a new all-in-one vaccine that they hope can protect humans against a broad range of coronaviruses, including ones that are yet to emerge. As I say, it's based on this thing called proactive vax, where scientists build this vaccine before the pathogen that it's going to fight emerges. And universities of Oxford and Cambridge and Caltech in the USA, the vaccine works by training the body's immune system to recognize specific regions of eight different coronaviruses, include SARS-CoV-2, which caused the COVID-19 outbreak, and several that are currently circulating in bats and have potential to jump to humans. I'll read a wee bit more and then I'll start talking about it. Our focus is to create a vaccine that will protect us against the next coronavirus pandemic and have it ready before the pandemic has even started, said Rory Hills. Okay, that's enough. Right. Okay. So these people are like clearly insane. Clearly insane. You know, even if you believe in viruses, which I don't, but even if you do, how the hell can you design something to protect against future viruses? And by the way, they're saying, oh, well, it will give you also protection against SARS-CoV-2. This is the pretend virus that they made up in 2020 to scare us all or many people into getting their toxic, devastating jabs. But if I remember rightly, I mean, again, let's just go with the viruses exist nonsense for a minute. Even if you believe that, then since viruses, according to the myth, mutate all the time, and you don't know what the next mutation is going to be, how can you have something then designed to protect against it? And here's another thing. We talk about SARS-CoV-2, the thing that they claimed emerged in 2020, which we know didn't, but they have said that it did, right? But SARS-CoV-1 emerged in 2003. In the intervening 17 years, they weren't able to give us anything to protect us from that. Now, were they? Or indeed any of the other things that emerged in that time. So this is insane. This is insane. And I think it's almost a ritual of humiliation. They're telling us we're going to design these super duper vaccines and they're going to protect us from viruses that we don't know about or have any understanding about, that we've never isolated, that we've never seen, but they will save us from them. Now, you'd have to be pretty daft to go with that. Or pretty malevolent. And the one thing I've learned in the last 4 years is there's a lot of malevolent people out there, especially in high office, especially in big pharma, especially in the media, who will sell these things. And obviously, you can just imagine the commercial opportunity that this could present. I mean, this notion of what's called a nanocage vaccine, which is essentially the essence of what they're on about. It's so dangerous, you know. But these people don't care. They don't care. Like, they're not even going to acknowledge for one second that the nanoparticles in the current COVID vaccines, so-called, are so devastating to human beings. They won't even acknowledge that. Instead, they're actually going one further. They're saying, yeah, well, that's that. Yeah, they've been a huge success, but this is going to be even better. We're going to design these, even though the virus that they're supposed to fight doesn't exist. But don't worry, if you go ahead and take them, then surely everything's going to be okay. One other aspect of this is in terms of these new different kind of vaccines is that whilst this one is being specifically becoming the universal, you know, super duper coronavirus vaccine, they're looking at devising the same multiple nanoparticle technology for other conditions as well. So, you know, I know that for a lot of us, we're completely woken up. We understand that there was no virus in 2020, and then there really hasn't been viruses ever. There've never been viruses, that they don't exist. I know that's a red pill for some people, but I honestly do think that's what the evidence rather suggests, as David Parker and Don Lester demonstrated so ably a couple of weeks ago. There may be many other reasons for disease, however, and one of them we're going to be discussing tonight. Because there was no live stream last night because bank holiday or holiday and all that. But tonight we're going to be joined by my good friend, David McCollum, who is the gut doctor. And we're going to talk about parasites. Are parasites the actual cause of most disease or a lot of disease? And, you know, if so, well, vaccines ain't going to do you no good. So we'll listen to that tonight. But anyway, look, that's the situation. They're now developing vaccines where there's not actually not a virus. Funny, ironically, given that there never has been. Thanks for listening.